Ezra's Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Tes in Meseches Ksubis. It is the 931st daf in Shas. Our daf happens to be one of the most important dapim in Shas. It's known as one of the most famous dapim in Iyun in Shas. We are going to discuss a few sugyas. Number one, we're going to discuss the concept of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura, which is the idea that someone can make either a spouse or lahavdil, a piece of meat, or any other type of object, usur to them, even if there isn't enough evidence that will make the item usur. That is going to be a topic of Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura, which appears when a man says, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, if he's a Kohen, and he says that he found that the woman was not a besula, so then we have one suffix which will make him usur to the woman, the suffix being that it could very well be that she was mezana tachtav, mezana after they had already been married, after the erusin, and she's going to be usur to him. Even though, objectively, it would not be enough of an edus to make him usur to her if he had not say that. Also, our staff will bring up the sugyas of Svek Sveka. There are times that there is going to be one Safek if he finds that the woman does not have Besulim, and there are times that there are going to be two Svekos. Our daf will also go on to discuss cases in which an Eid Echad is believed to make a woman usur to her husband, and when which instances you need two Eidim. We will also discuss the halachos of Get Bitnai that came out for those who had gone out to Melchemes Beis David, and we will discuss the different parameters of Pesach Pasuach, the instances of when he found Dam and when he did not find Dam. Let's Beis Hashem begin. Last three words, Chesam Abeis, Amar Belazar, Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. A man who says that he found that his wife did not have Besulim, the virgin skin is not there, so then Neman Osra Lov. In such a case, he's believed to make the woman Osir onto him. The Achronim point out that the word here is La Osra Olov. This is the Shita Mekubetzes' point, as well as later Achronim, to make him Osir on, to make her Osir onto him. That it could very well be that it is not an objective Isser, as we pointed out before, but La Osra Olov, to make her Osir onto him. Let's take a look and see how Rashi learns these cases. Omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. There's much to say about the Rashi, and the Shita Mekubetzes spends a lot of time discussing these things. Says Rashi, "V'tainas damim ein lo." It's not that he found that she did not have blood. Why not? If he found that she didn't have blood, then that would be a proof. What are the reasons why there's not an absolute proof, and it's only what we call Shavya Nafshei Chaticha de Yisura, Kegon, Shehim Mishpachas Durkiti She'en Lem Dam Besulim. Number one, she comes from a family that doesn't have Dam Besulim. Kidil Kaman, of course, is in Yudav Beis. O Shenevdim Imenu Mapa, or the cloth was lost, V'lo Yada Im Hayadam Olat. So they're not sure if there was dam, but this he know there isn't the proof that there wasn't dam, but this they know she pesach pasuach matzah, that he claims he knows for sure is pesach pasuach. Neman la osra love, says Rashi in the last wide line at the top. The afal pishen adover ze yochel is bar el al piv legabe nafshe havi men he's believed vis-a-vis himself l'shavi lechaticha di surah. And here Rashi adds something that is controversial. According to Rashi, Rabbi Elazar holds that he would not believe to cause her to lose the ksuba because it's not considered a full edus. Asks the Gemara, Vamai, Svek Sveku. The Gemara asks, don't we consider this a double suffix? Why do we even believe him to make her usher? She has two reasons that she is mutter. Number one, Savik Tachtav, Savik Ein Tachtav. It could be that this nus took place before Erison, before she had ever gotten married to him. And once the Znus had taken place before, and she won't be usher to her husband. Vimtim Zalomer Tachtum, even if you're going to say it took place after she was married, Safik Bonus, Safik Baratzon. If it was rape, God forbid, so then in such a case, she's still mutter to her husband. Answers the Gemara, lo. No, we need Rabbi Elazar's case. Tzricha, we need it. Be'eshes Kohen. In the case of a wife of a Kohen, so there the halacha is when it comes to Eshes Kohen. So there, the halacha would be that even if it was ones, the halacha would be that she would be usher to her husband if it took place tachtav. Vibay Seiman, another explanation, says the Gemara, Be'eshes Yisrael, we're talking about a wife of a Yisrael, a non-Kohen. However, Kigon the Kabbalah of Kedushin, Pchusali Baskim Lushanim Yom Echad, the Kedushin took place when she was less than 3 years old, and therefore, even if there was a case of Tashmish before the marriage, if the marriage took place under the age of 3, it's not considered halachic Tashmish. So then the only possibility is that the Znus took place Tachtov. And since there's only one possibility, so then you have Safek Echad. If you have Safek Echad, so then in such a case, Shavya Navshe Chaticha Disurit Kekon. The Kabbal Ba'avu Kedushim Chusim Baskim Ushanim V'yom Echad. The Gemara now analyzes in a different direction, asks the Gemara 7 lines in Mai Kamash Malon, what's a Chiddush Rabbi Lazar? It's a Beferish Mishnah Tanina. We learned in Mishnah, I'm Elisha Kidashtich. Man says to a woman, I married you. And she says, no, you never married me. He muteris bekrovav. If there's no edim, she's allowed to marry his relatives. V'hu aser bekrovosel. So it's not objectively we believe him, because in such a case, if we believe him objectively, she would also be aser to marry his relatives. So when it comes to the sugi of Shavya Nafshi Chatichi Disura, it appears in Kedushin Samachay. Answers the Gemara, Maud say mahasam devadai kimle. Over there, he's convinced. Avol hacha mekem hu delo kimle. Here, he's not convinced. He doesn't know for sure that it was a Pesach Pesuach. Maybe it's not for sure that there was a Pesach Pesuach. Kamash malon, the chidush is that she is still aser if he thinks that there is a Pesach Pesuach. Shita mekubet says, points out that the way we just explained it was according to Rashi, Dibra Maskel Avol Hacha, but there are some who say that the Maskanas HaGemara, the Ritva in certain instances, learns, not that if he's not sure that would make her Aser, but the case of Pesach Pasuach of Rabbi Lazar is only where it's Kimle. In our Sefer, Baruch Hashem, Maseches Ksubis, we pointed out what the Yisod HaMachlokis between Rashi and the Ritva is. Asks the Gemara, Miyam Rabbi Lazar Hachi, do Rabbi Lazar teach this halacha, if he says Pesach Pesuach Matzatzin, and our top line in the Yomud, that the halacha is Neman La'osra love, did he really say this? V'amar, Rabbi Lazar, didn't Rabbi Lazar say, Eino, Yishin Eseres Al-Baila, Ela, Liskekinu Vistira. The only time a woman is going to come Aser to her husband is if they go through the Parshas Naso Maseches Sota, a first that he warns her not to be alone with this man, he's jealous of this man, and then there is some type of testimony that she was alone with his man, as well as Uke Maisa Shehoya, like the story of Bas Sheva. Now the Gemara immediately goes off on a tangential comment. Of course, the story of Bas Sheva is when David sent Bathsheba's husband, Uriah Achiti, to the front lines. Again, Chazal say, "Kol mishamad avichot einu ela toa." We learned in our Daf Yomi in Masechta Shabbos. We don't know exactly how to understand these psukim. We know that Chazal have a tradition that it's not as the same type of avera that it seems to come across as to be. But nevertheless, there was that case in which Bathsheba's husband was killed on the front lines, and David took Bathsheba. So the Gemara asks, what does that have to do? His mistake, David's mistake, was that he sent away Uriah. But v'tizbor, ma'aseh shehayah b'kinu v'stira have? Was there any case of kinu v'stira? What do you mean, u'kema'aseh shehayah? Ba'ay mi'asrua. And also, when did she ever become asur to her husband for any case of znus? The halachi is that if she becomes Aser to Uriah, if she was Mizana, then she'll be Aser on the Boel, she'll be Aser to David. So, however we're going to understand the fact that Bathsheba was Mutter to David, it's not going to be parallel. Holo Kasha, says Gemara, you're right. Hachi Kamer, this is what the teaching of Rabbi Lazar was. Eino Yishin Eseres Al-Baila El-Iskei Kinu Estira. The only time a woman's going to be Aser to her husband is if you have both Kinu Estira. Mi Maiser Shehaya. Like in the case of Bathsheba, the lo avikinu v'stira v'lo itzra. She never underwent kinu and stira with Uriah, and therefore she was never usher to David, and therefore after Uriah died, David was allowed to take her as a wife. In contrast, the halacha of asota is that just like she's usher labal, she's usher to the boa. Once she becomes usher to the baal, she's also usher to the alleged boa. So the Gemara now says, "Mikol Malkum Kasha Kinu Vistira in Pesach Pasuach Lo." How could Rabbi Lazar say Pesach Basuach tells you Shami Nafshi Chaticha Di Isura? Don't we have a rule from Maseches Sota that only Kinui and Stira is what makes a woman Aser to her husband? Vilit HaMeich says the Gemara, and according to your reason, Kinu V'Stira in Edim Lo, you mean Kinu V'Stira is the only way she's going to become Aser? And if there are Edim that she's Mezana, that if Edim on Znus, she's not going to become Aser? Ela Hachi Kama, rather this is how we should learn it. Eina Isha Neseres HaBailo Be'ed Echad Ela B'Shnei Edim. There's an allegation a woman is Mezana that will not make her Aser to her husband if there's an Eid Echad, only with two Edim. V'kinui v'stira, but if there's Kinui and Stira as we described above, Afilu Be'ed Echad Nami. If there's an Eid Echad that testifies that she was alone with the man who there was, the husband had warned her not to be alone with, so then in such a case, she's going to be Asur. So that what do we see? That those are the two ways a woman becomes Asur to her husband. Even either there's Eidus and Znus, or you have Kinu and Stir with the Eid Echad. Pesach Basuach! And Rabbi Lazar is being Mechadish, a tremendous Chiddush. Rabbi Lazar is being Mechadish that when he finds Pesach Basuach, Kishnei Edim Dami, it's considered like two Edim. Now the best pshat of Kishnei Edim Dami is probably that she's Asur to him as if there were two Edim vis-a-vis him. Not that in Bezdin we view that she was Mezana, but she's Asur to him as if there were two Edim. V'chi tema maisa shahaya mipnei malo asrua. And if you're going to ask, when it came to the case of David and Bathsheba, many Edim knew that David was alone with Bathsheba. Hasam onus have there. David had relations, bal karcha, against the will of Bathsheba, and therefore she did not become us aser to Uriah. By saying more, if you want, we can give another pshat. And this is the more favored approach of many of the Rishonim, and that is to say that there was already a get that had been given by Uriah when he went off to war before David took Bathsheba. And the get was written as taking effect retroactively from the moment it was given if the husband was going to die. Get krisis kaiselishtei dechsiv, as the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph says, v'esachicha tifkod shalom v'esaru basam tikach. And when David sent messengers to his soldiers, he said, ask them how well they're doing, and take from them a report. Esaru basam tikach. So what do Chazal darshin? V'esaru basam tikach. Take those things that have this concept of aruba sam. Think something that is mi'urav, that mixes two people together. Get a report about the mixture of husband and wife. In other words, get a get from them that if chas v'chalila they disappear, they will not remain aguna, but rather you'll have a get l'mafreya. So this, the Gemara tells us, is the difference between David and Bathsheba and the general way a woman becomes asura to her husband. And to summarize, our Gemara told us three ways a woman could become asur to her husband. Number one is through kinui and stira, and the stira is with an eid echad. Number two, of course, is if two eidim witness znus. And number three is shavya nafshe chaticha di surah. If he says, pesach pasuach matzasi, nema losra lav kishnei Edim. We mentioned that the Ritva is of the opinion that it has to be kimlei to the husband that he found the Pesach Pasuach. One of his rayas would be the Lashon in the Gemara, Kishnei Edim, which sounds like the Pesach Pasuach is a strong raya. The Gemara continues 6 lines on the top and Tess on the base, 5 lines on the top, Tess on the base, Amar Abai Afananami Tanina. We also learned a Mishnah that supports the Halacha Pesach Pasuach Matzasi is Nema L'Osra Lov. And here, we're not worried about the fact that he wasn't kimle. Amar Abai Afanan Amitino Basula Nises Li Amravi Li Amravi in the Yom Chamishi Lo. Or Basula should get married. We learned in our Mishnah on Wednesday night, not on Thursday. My time Mishnah Mikruy Daita. We're afraid that the husband's going to cool down. Analyzes Abai in a very interesting way. Ulamai, why is it that we're so concerned? Ilamais of Laksuba. If we're talking about the Ksuba, Nesivla. If the husband wants to give the wife a ksuba, if he wants to give her 200, even though she wasn't a basula, it's not a problem. Ela la osra love. But rather, the issue is whether the wife is osir. Udikaton taina. And there's a taina that should make her osir. My love, the katon taina's pesach pasuach. Isn't it a taina pesach pasuach? So we see in our Mishnah that the woman is going to be osir if there's a taina of pesach pasuach. And that supports the idea of Rabbi Lazar that he'll make her usher through Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Isura. Answers the Gemara, maybe that's not a proof. Loi de Katoin Tainas Damim. No, the case in our Mishnah is not a case of where he said Pesach Pasuach, but maybe the case of our Mishnah is that we wanted to get up on Thursday to come and verify that she's usher because he found Tainas Damim. In other words, the Bedika was down. Remember, we saw Rashi all the way in the beginning of our Amud that the mapa, that what I just called the bedika, the mapa was not there in the case of Rabbi Lazar. So you couldn't prove for sure that there was no dam. In our Mishnah, it could be the takana was in a case of where there is a definite check for dam, and if there's a definite check for dam, so then the woman's going to be usher. But who says, in case of Pesach Pasuach, the woman's going to be usher? We mentioned that Rashi points out that Rabbi Lazar is only talking about making her usher to the husband. However, here we're introduced to a dissenting view. That's how Rashi learns up the sugya. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Ha'omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Neman La'afsida Ksubasa. If somebody says that he found that his wife does not have Besulim, even without Tainas Damim, he's going to be believed even to cause the wife to lose her Ksuba. Amar Rav Yosef Maika Mashmalon Tanina. Rav Yosef challenges, we already learned this in a Mishnah. The Mishnah later on says, Ha'ochel Eitzel Chamov B'Yehuda Shel Obeidim and Yochel Eton Tainas Besulim Mepnei She'yiseach Edima. If a man eats with his in-laws. In other words, between the time of Erisin and Nisuin. In Yehuda over here, I'm recording this Beis Hashem Yisbarech, in the plains of Yehuda, in Beit Shemesh, on a wintry day, and in here in Yehuda, they weren't makbid that the Arus stay away from the Arusa during the 12 months, and rather he would eat in the in-laws' house. So then in such a case, he can't say, Tainas Besulam, that I found that she wasn't a Besula, because you know why? It might have been him. He might have had Tashmish with her. Mipnesha Misyachid Ima, because he used to be alone with her. In our Sefer, we discussed why it is that in Yehuda, they take a look at Tosos. Tosis already sends us in a particular direction, but you need to put together a few Tosis and on Yud Beis, Tosis on Daf Zayin, we need to put together a few Tosis. Why it was that in Yehuda they didn't separate the Arus and the Arusa like we do. Lahavdil, when people are engaged. I say Lahavdil because in those days, the Arison was when he said, Arei Mekudeshesli, but there was a motivation that they had in Yehuda not to keep the Chasan and Kala apart. And therefore, the halacha is that he doesn't have Tainus Besulim. Yehuda Yehuda lo matzitan. Only Yehuda can't itan. Habi Galil, but up north, where they did separate them. Matzitan, then in such a case, he has the taina to say that he found Pesach Pasuach and to create a halachic change. Ulemai. Which halachic change? And for what halachic change analyzes the Gemara? Ilo Osra lo. If it's to make her usher to him. Yehuda amai lo. Even in Yehuda, he should be able to make her usher to him. Rashi explains beautifully. Let's take a look at Rashi, four narrow lines before the wide. Behuda mailo ha'omer pshitali. If the guy says, I know for sure, shalo basi eleha, they had no relations, valvadei me'achar zinsa, so then he's claiming that for sure she was mezana with somebody else. So for himself, shavio lechaticha disur, mali galil mali Yehuda. It's not going to make a difference between Galil and Yehuda. Ilo osrala back into Gemara Biuda Mailo Elav La Sidaksubasa. It must be to be Mafsiruksuda Kotoin Taina. And what type of taina is he making? My love the Kotoin Taina is Pesach Pasuach. Says the Gemara, doesn't seem to be Tainas Pesach Pasuach. Says the Gemara, lo, it's not a proof from the case of Ochel Eitzachamov when it comes to Yehuda. The Katoin Tainas Domim. There was a stronger raya. It wasn't the raya of Pesach Pasuach. It was that he actually had the mapa and he showed that there was no dam. However, if he only finds a Pesach Pasuach, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that from this Mishnah you cannot prove that he's believed to be mafsid her, the ksuba. What emerges is la halacha, most opinions say we do not follow the opinion of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, that a husband who says Pesach Pasoach Matzasi, he would be believed to be mafsid his, he would not, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he's believed to be mafsid ksuba. We don't follow this opinion, but rather, according to Rabbi Lazar, he would make his wife Aser, he says Pesach Pasoach Matzasi, but remember, only in the case of an Eishes Kohen, or the case of where the original marriage was less than 3 years of age. Because then you only have one suffix. However, a regular husband, there's a suffix, a double suffix. Suffix tachtov, suffix ein tachtov, suffix ba'ones, suffix baratzon. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes in Maseches Ksubis.